Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm Monash Mehta, editor in the Cochrane Editorial and Methods Department. When someone has an acute ischemic stroke, urgent, effective, simple, and reliable treatments will reduce their risks of disability or dying from their brain tissue damage. The treatments used vary around the world, and a drug called cerebrolysin is widely used in post-Soviet countries, Eastern Europe, Central and Southeast Asia. In April 2017, the latest update of this review was published by researchers from Kazan Federal University in Russia, and Janara Razakova, a PhD student from the university, interviewed one of the authors, Lilia Evgenyevna, for this podcast.
Hello, Lilia Evgenyevna. Could you tell us a little about the topic for this Cochrane review?
Briefly, it's about a medicine called cerebrolysin, which is used for people who've had an acute ischemic stroke. It's believed to have neuroprotective and neurotrophic properties and is widely used here in Russia, countries of the former Soviet Union, China, and elsewhere in Asia. We wanted to examine its potential benefits for people with acute ischemic stroke and whether there are any harms associated with its use.
So was one of the main reasons for the review the fact that cerebrolysin is used so often for this type of stroke?
That was one of the reasons, but the main issue as we worked on the review was the drug's use as a potential neuroprotector. In ischemic stroke, the concept of neuroprotection includes the suppression of changes that lead to an influx of calcium ions, activation of the reactive oxygen species, of free radicals, and cell necrosis. These ideas have stimulated the development of many potentially neuroprotective substances, some of which were shown to be effective in animal studies. However, the evidence from clinical trials in patients continues to be problematic. This led us to try to find out whether cerebrolysin effectively protects the brain from damage and has benefits or harms for people who have had an acute ischemic stroke.
This seems to be the most important question for this review, and perhaps you could tell us what you did to get the answer.
We looked for studies in which patients who were receiving a standard treatment regimen for ischemic stroke were randomized to receive either cerebrolysin or a placebo. We then used these studies to investigate the effects on death and adverse events.
How much information did you find?
We found 6 randomized trials with a total of approximately 1,500 participants. 3 of the 6 trials were large multi-center studies, 2 were small, and 1 did not provide quantitative information to include in the final meta-analysis.
And what do the trials tell us about the effects of cerebrolysin?
When we combined the evidence, we found no benefit of cerebrolysin use. There was no obvious effect on death, and the data from the 3 multi-center studies, which reported serious adverse events, showed that cerebrolysin more than doubled the number of people with non-fatal serious adverse events.
That doesn't sound good for cerebrolysin. But do we need a large clinical trial to resolve this issue once and for all?
Although high-quality, large-scale, randomized trials are always necessary for getting reliable information about the potential value of drugs used in acute ischemic stroke, our review has shown that the potential benefit of cerebrolysin is not supported by reliable evidence, and we would not recommend its routine use in acute ischemic stroke. We've also shown that the use of cerebrolysin is unsafe, and so, if it is going to be tested in future research, this needs to take the form of well-designed randomized trials and include assessments of the risks of serious adverse events.
So, to finish, What would you and your co-authors of this review advise for the patients with acute ischemic stroke, their relatives and doctors who treat and care for them?
At its simplest, we'd say that cerebrolysin is not the right choice for the treatment of acute ischemic stroke.
Thank you.
That was Janaira Razakova and Lilia Gebner from Russia's Kazan Federal University. And if you would like to know more about the results of the Cochrane Review, you can find it at cochranelibrary.com. Just go to the website and type cerebrolysin and stroke into the search box.